Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com. You can listen to our podcast, sign up for our mailing list, RSS feed, and there's so much fun stuff to do, and there'll be even more fun stuff to do because we're relaunching our website, which is very exciting. I'm here with Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Menace?
I'm good.
It's good to see you.
You too.
It's always
it's
great
Friday.
To see you. TGIF, baby.
I know. What are you going to do tonight?
I'm going to a birthday party.
Yeah?
Actually, the guy I've been dating, it's his birthday.
Really? What did you do for him?
Wow.
What
did I do or
Are
what
you
will
serious?
I do? What will I do? I will do him.
That's it?
Dude, I'm good and bad.
Wow.
No, I'm going to get him something after the show.
No, really? His birthday is today, and you're going to get something after the show.
His birthday was a few weeks ago, and I actually...
Good luck with that.
Thanks. I'm busy. No, I didn't. Yeah, I'm going to... work on that.
You're so bad.
I'm the worst girlfriend in the world.
Girlfriend?
No, I'm not a girlfriend.
Whoa,
I'm not a girlfriend.
Whoa.
I'm not the best girl
whoa.
To date. I didn't say girlfriend.
I'm the best girl that's a friend.
I'm a girl that's a friend and I'm not a good girlfriend. It's so funny because my ex-boyfriend, I saw him and he's like, you were the worst. He's one of my...
Wait, you had a boyfriend at a time?
Yes. I used to have boyfriends until I realized that they did not work for me.
Yeah.
I hate the term boyfriend, girlfriend. It makes me
yeah,
itch.
You know, why put a label on it?
Why'd you gotta label me, man?
Oh,
why you gotta box me in?
You know.
Why you gotta do that stuff?
I just don't want it out in the open. You know, it's just my personal business. I don't like to let people know what's going on with my life.
I don't want everyone to know my business.
Crap.
It's not it.
That's what it is.
It's so not
Stop
it.
I'm blind. Just be real, and I guarantee you, it will open you up to new things.
Yeah. I guess
just
so.
Throwing it out there.
So right. I'm going to go to a birthday party, and then I'm going to
You're
going to
get wasted.
Maybe.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That's you what get I'm talking about. Up. What are you doing tonight?
What's today? Friday? Yeah. Again? Sorry.
Yeah.
Remember
the part about it being
Oh, I
want to
see this movie called Take Me Home Tonight.
Oh, what's it about?
It's, you know, I love anything 80s, and yeah. It's just a movie that's based in the 80s.
Oh, cool. Are you going to go see it?
I might go see it,
with
yeah.
a, with a little cute hottie?
Maybe a young tenderoni, as they say in the hip-hop scene.
Is that what they say?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
I educate you every day on the
I know
whole
you
slang.
Do. I know you do. We've learned a lot from each other.
Yes.
Okay, but before we move any
further, you learn more than from me.
So. Honey, you've learned a lot from me. I've you in my tutelage. I've raised you.
I learned so many things that I don't like. Lingerie, hand jobs, women that drink wine.
I've molded you. You were like a lump of clay when I met you.
You made me realize all the things I hate about women. And I like to thank
goal.
You for that.
That was not my goal. That okay. was not my intention. Oh, no. You were just this little kid. I mean, I could tell stories about Menace when I first met him, but I won't. Can I say one thing that's going to embarrass you right now?
Go ahead.
When we started the show 5 years ago,
yeah.
Menace, I remember you not knowing what cunnilingus was.
I thought she – isn't she like work with George Bush or something like that? Cunnilingus rice, right?
He was like, oh, we can't say that on the air. I'm like, it's cunnilingus. It's oral sex, people.
Yeah, but I didn't know if that was a medical term or not.
Right,
because,
it
see,
is.
You're very sneaky. See, the thing is, like, when we were on terrestrial radio when we first got together, and I was the guy that controlled the dub button because I was the guy that would save us from the FCC and getting fined. And so here's, you know, Emily asking why we can't say blowjob on the radio because right. the FCC doesn't like blowjob
right.
on the radio.
Right.
And then so Emily would come up with like these crazy slang terms that I never.
Cunnilingus and fellatio. Crazy.
That I didn't know before, and I didn't know if it was safe to say it on the radio.
Right.
So to be safe, I would hit the dump button. Sorry, people. I don't want to get sued for millions of dollars.
It's okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. Good story.
You always give me crap about that.
It's
I'm like,
it's so cute.
Because you never read the FCC manual.
Yes, I did. I had to take those exams online.
Yeah, you just clicked the buttons and you
I
never read
it. I clicked the buttons.
It.
I didn't. You're right. That's true. I didn't read it. But I did pass. Okay. So today's show, this is a shorter show. And we are going to just, this is just straightforward sex tips. Because it's obviously Sex with Emily. And I just feel like I want to just get into some like hardcore, let's just give you some tips. Just straight, I got little bitty tips here. We're just going to run through them. And also if you want to, but first I got to give a shout out to our sponsor, TuneUp Media. TuneUp Media is the number one selling plugin for iTunes and Windows Media Player. It offers must-have digital music management and music discovery features. So you know like your iTunes, how it's all messed up. I assume that everyone's iTunes is mislabeled like mine.
Yeah.
It has those annoying track 01s, those unknown artists. You have band spelled 5 different ways. TuneUp goes in and it literally just cleans up all your iTunes and it's all neat and perfect and it all just looks beautiful and it's uniform and you would love it. You will love TuneUp. And what I want to say is that you can try TuneUp for free by downloading TuneUp Lite. And once you see what it does to your music library, you're going to want to get 20% off TuneUp Gold with promo code SEXWITHEMILY. You get 20% off TuneUp Gold. You got to use SEXWITHEMILY promo and code, and you will love it. It'll change your life. Now for some sex tips.
Oh, really? What are you going to teach me today?
You're making me feel like I feel like I...
I am just playing with you.
Oh, okay,
don't
good.
Get all butt hurt.
Okay, butt hurt?
Yeah.
Is that a sexual thing?
Yes, it is a sexual thing.
I hope I get butt hurt sometime.
Maybe you'll get butt hurt tonight.
Maybe tonight I'll get butt hurt. Probably not. Damn.
Well, you know, enough martinis, maybe.
I love martinis. Do you know that I drink martinis? Are you just saying that? Because a lot of chicks drink martinis.
I know that you drink martinis.
We've never drank together. That's not true. We have once.
Yeah.
You tried to kiss me once.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
I just had a flashback.
I didn't try
Christmas
to kiss
party.
You once.
You kind of did.
What Christmas party?
Exactly. It was like 5 years ago.
Are you talking about the CB?
Yeah.
My company?
Yes. Yes.
No, I never tried
to kiss
you.
You kind of did.
What are you talking about?
I think you did. I just had a flashback of me driving you and you were like, hey, you were drunk.
Are you, you're medically insane.
Maybe.
Because that did not happen.
That is a separate fact. That is a separate
did
issue.
Did not happen.
Okay, whatever. Maybe you didn't. Maybe that was someone else.
It probably was.
Okay, ready? Sex tips. Sex isn't a race, so take time to explore her. Focus on her thighs and lower belly. Make a mental circle 2 inches around the outside of her vagina and don't cross the line while you kiss, lick, and caress. Okay, we've talked about this before. Don't go right for the jewel. Spend the time on the outside, okay? Just do it. Okay, make a fantasy lottery. Both you and your lady write 5 sexual fantasies down on 5 separate notebook cards. Then head to a restaurant where you can get a booth and some privacy in a public setting. Over dinner and wine, pull out the cards and make 3 piles. Yes, maybe someday and not in your life. Put the possibles in a shoebox and once a month, pull out a winner. I just think couples need to talk about their fantasies.
Why do I have to go all the way to the restaurant to make the notes?
You don't. It's just, we're just saying that you could, but you don't have to go to that. Okay. I'm just saying that couples.
I think that part's unnecessary and cost me money.
Especially if I got to make a reservation.
Yes.
Listen, couples have been together for years and they don't talk about their fantasies.
Yeah.
And a lot of women don't know what their fantasies are. And they have, that's how you're going to enhance your sex life is you're going to talk about fantasies. So if you got to write it down and make a
plan. What about if a guy had a fantasy, he said. He says, I want you to masturbate me with your feet like a monkey. Would you do it? I'm just throwing it out there.
Do I have to make monkey noises?
If he wrote it on his little post-it note that he put in the shoebox.
Do I have to make monkey noises? Like, oh, yeah. Like
maybe. That.
Really?
Maybe. I just want to see which one you're open to.
I'm open.
You're open? Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm more curious about the noises and the, I don't know. Okay. Ready? Give her the perfect compliment.
Oh,
huge.
God, this is never going to happen.
The best compliments are the ones that involve multiple senses. You have beautiful breasts is nice. However, you have beautiful breasts. They feel so soft and warm in my hands is much more intimate. It's
okay.
True. Intimate. Intimate. We all want intimacy. The women want intimacy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give her a V. To increase clitoral contact when she's on top, make a V with 2 fingers and place it so the point of the V, just between the 2 knuckles, is I'm trying to do this here, is directly over her clitoris. Your fingers should come down on either side of your penis as she rides you. So this is when you're having sex. This will stimulate the clitoris, inner labia, and urethra, as well as add intensity for you. Do you get it, kind of?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, whatever, I'm not doing it. Yeah.
No, you're just giving me like the peace sign, like you're Richard Nixon or something.
Okay. Keep contact indirect. The nerve-packed clitoris actually extends several inches under the skin on either side of her vagina, like a wishbone, which means you can massage it without direct pressure to the bud. Because guys go right for the bud. They're like, there's a clitoris. That doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Trace the extensions with flat, wide, extra wet tongue strokes or slow finger zigzags. Don't forget lube. Then rub a slow spiral around the top, drawing closer with each pass. The combo of anticipation and indirect contact will bring her pleasure centers to life.
That's what I do.
No, you don't.
I'm just kidding.
You should.
I need a diagram on that one.
Well, it's just, we're saying don't go right for the bud. We're saying don't go right for the clitoris. Mm-hmm. Go rub the areas outside of it.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You give me the hand motions and everything.
Right.
And show me how to do it.
Yeah, that's good. Call her within 48 hours. A beautiful woman gave you her number. Use it within 48 hours. Otherwise, you'll look scared or stupid for resorting to high school mind
games.
Wait,
I thought it was the 3-day rule.
No, it's 2-day rule.
It's 2-day now?
Yeah. I think it's 2-day. You met a girl you like or you asked for a number, just call her.
Yeah.
That's something we talked about in the last show is that you
call her within 5 minutes.
Don't call her within 5 minutes. I think you should text her psychotic pictures and then with your penis.
Yeah.
Add one with your penis.
Why do guys do that? Why do the guys
not know.
Text pictures of the wiener?
I
Why do,
not. Do
you go? Have you ever been to the roulette? It's the, I forget, it's like webcam roulette or something like that? And if you go there, you're supposed to, like, just click it and you have your webcam on and then you'll just go and another person will pop up and can just talk to them.
Oh, roulette. Chat roulette.
Yeah. But chat roulette sucks because every single other person is a wiener.
Right?
The guy's just, like, showing their wieners the whole time.
Oh, really? That's what they do on chat roulette?
Yeah. It's just a wiener fest the entire time.
I'm never going to do that.
No, it's not fun. Men's penises. You can't talk to a wiener.
No, you can't talk to a wiener, and you don't want to see a random penis that you don't know. Like, a penis is a nice thing when you know who it's attached to. But if it's just a random penis, like a woman's breasts, I think, are beautiful to look at. Or a woman's body, even if you don't know who it is. But just a penis sitting there in the middle of the wilderness.
Yeah. Just a trunk out there by itself.
Just a trunk. No, thank you. Put your penis away. Okay, another set tip here. This is my favorite one.
Yes.
Because this is something that I've been dealing with, and it's really important. This isn't necessarily sex. A crooked trunk? No. This is a separate. I'm moving along here with sex tips. You're talking about penises on Chat Roulette. Flatter her 5 times a day.
Oh, my God. Are you compliment, serious?
Compliment. Yeah. Oh, dude.
And I know, no. Honestly, you always talk about
number,
this, though.
That number is low.
Low? Are you serious? Five times a day?
Ten.
Ten but I'm times say five. A day?
Compliment her at least five times a day. It'll make her feel special, appreciated, and closer to you. And the more connected she feels, the more sexually inspired she'll feel.
No way.
I've talked about this with my girlfriends a lot, that, like, I can't be told enough. And this is going to sound like I've got some ego problems or, like, I need to be, like, I'm insecure and whatever. No, I think I'm attractive. I know that men find me, like, guys I'm with, they think I'm attractive. I want to hear it. When I walk in the door, I'll be like, you look hot, baby, or you look sexy, or I love your whatever. Like, I like how you do that. Women want to be told that we're beautiful and attractive and that you find us desirable all the friggin' time. So 5 times a day is fine. 10 times is better.
No way.
Yes. Women. Men no, don't do because it because they're like, she knows and she's going to get a big head. No, no, no. We're going to like you more if you compliment us. I'm telling you.
You're going to walk all over us more when we compliment you.
You're so wrong with this that I'm telling you because I was having this issue in a relationship that I was in. And I was like, I don't even know if this guy likes me. Like, does he like me? He's never told me I'm hot. He's never told me that he's attracted to me. And I didn't even know if he liked me or not. And I polled my girlfriends. I was like, don't you want to be told that you're hot or attractive? They're like, all the freaking time. They're like 20 times a day. I swear to God, there's not one woman that I asked. So, Metis, you can be like,
true. Women start using that to their advantage. I'm not saying like.
What do you mean their advantage?
The advantage meaning that they taking you for granted.
Dude, separate issues. Not true.
How's that not true?
Oh, he thinks I'm so hot, so therefore I'm not going to what?
I'm just going to. Oh, I know I have him.
You're wrong. This is why men don't do it.
I have
them
in the back of my pocket.
You know what, honey? This is exactly what I'm trying to say.
And they shouldn't do that.
They absolutely should. Women don't. We don't.
I'm not saying they should never do it, but 10 times a day is ridiculous.
So five. I said five.
Five times
better.
A day is ridiculous, too.
No, it's not. Honey, when you're with someone that you like, don't you just walk in the door and you're like, you look sexy, baby?
I don't say it 5 times a day.
Well, but
maybe once every other couple days.
No, but not. The same compliment.
And I don't say baby either, by the
you
way.
You don't? Not the same compliment. It could just be like, oh, you look hot or, you know, you look, that's so funny. Or things that you like about them. Like, you know, I'm really attracted to you. Or
I think you're talking about a fantasy world.
No,
where
I'm not.
We're talking about Disney and everyone's in love and there's princesses and a prince and everyone's lovey-dovey and you're so beautiful in that dress. That's not the real world, baby.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
We just want to feel desired. We want to know that you find us attractive. I'm not going to argue with you. I can't even believe.
No, it's called the game, and it sucks.
It's
and
not
I
a
hate
game.
The game.
It's not a game. We want to feel desired, and we want to feel attractive.
I know
we
you
want
do.
To know that you find us attractive.
I know you do. And yeah, I totally agree with you, but I'm just saying it's not going to work to the fella's advantage. That's all.
You're so wrong.
Okay.
I'm going to have the last one.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Fine. Okay. Next sex tip here, and then we'll wrap up. We got two more. Start sex in a new place. Start sex outside the bedroom. The same old place leads to the same old patterns. So explore some new erogenous areas, the kitchen, the bathroom, Quebec City. Your bodies will be in a new places, making it unlikely that you'll follow old routines. This is just for couples who have been together. Just have sex in another room. Have sex in the car. Have sex
in the limousine.
Woods. In the limo. Have you ever had sex in a limo?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
No way. Was that you? I don't think so.
No.
We'd remember.
It was Miss Latina.
Somebody emailed me. Someone tweeted me. You can find me at Sex with Emily on Twitter. And they were like, did you give Menace that hand job yet? Did you see?
Oh, yeah. I saw that today.
Right. Which I didn't.
No. There was no hand job giving. But okay. Let's always. Oh, I always forget the spot you say. A crazy spot that you had sex.
With the craziest spot that I've ever had sex?
Yeah.
I'd have to say on the chairlift, on the gondola.
Okay.
Going to Sugar Bowl.
Yes.
In California, ski place. Like, mm-hmm. we were inside there and had sex in the mountains.
That's cool.
That was pretty cool. And then one time on the ice, like on a pond that was frozen, but my butt got really cold.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you?
I think the craziest time was there was this giant, like, concert venue, like 22,000 people, and I was backstage, but it wasn't a concert. It was a comedy show, like a giant comedy show.
Okay.
With like 15 comics, and David Alan Greer was there. You might know him. Like, I think the most notable.
Yeah.
He's done a bunch of movies and stuff like that. He was on early, so he left, and he left his dressing room. So I just, like, got in his dressing room with some other chick, and I locked up the dressing room and hooked up with her there. But that was the same chick that I hooked up with on the way back in the limousine, too.
Oh, so really? It was a twofer.
Yeah, it was a twofer.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. I had sex. I just remember this. I totally spaced. Mm-hmm. At Coachella Music Festival.
What?
Backstage.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God. Backstage, but, like, back in the beyond the backstage, like where it comes up against the woods.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Like in the woods.
I'm going to Coachella this year. You're going to have to give me a map.
Of where I had sex.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I was a little effed up.
Oh,
so,
nice. Was Wilco playing? Because I know you love Wilco.
I love Wilco. I don't think they were playing, though. Okay, here's another sex tip, and then we'll, give her a proper warm-up. Clitoral contact in particular feels abrasive without a proper warm-up. If a woman yips or inhales suddenly when you go there, instead of purring or moaning, you've jumped the gun. Give her a proper warm-up.
All right.
That's a lot of clitoral talk, but it's all really important. Okay, everyone.
You seem upset with me now that I didn't agree with you on everything.
Well, because I think that you are, because I think you're wrong.
Okay.
No, I'm not upset at all. I love you. I'm not upset. I just think the compliment thing, I know because I've done polls.
You've done polls, huh?
Yeah. Informal.
How many polls have you done?
Informal polls.
Yeah.
Because I was having this issue and I asked my friends, I was like, don't you want a guy to be like, you're amazing, you're this, you're that. And it sounds like it's an ego thing, but it's just like we want to feel loved and adored since the beginning of time.
I understand that.
Send me a letter. Like,
you guys don't feel
that
way.
Emails. We do. And you think, oh, then she's going to think she's got me on her finger. And that's your own issue. Okay. Let's not talk about it.
That's not my own issue.
I'm going to have the last word on it.
Fine. Go ahead. I'm not going to fight you on it.
I feel like you're my brother. Like, you'd be like, not it. Last word. Touch to last. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Hi, I'm Emily, host of the podcast Sex with Emily. Sex toys aren't just for women. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to discover the best sex toys for men. The Fleshlight. A lot of guys say it feels even better than sex, and it helps build stamina, meaning you'll last longer in bed. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to see my Fleshlight recommendations and get one tonight.